This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell as we continue our look at entertainment for the year 2012. We've already discussed music and television. Wayne, you want to discuss theater and books this week.
Your two areas of expertise.
Well, I don't see theater outside of Northwest Arkansas hardly
at all.
It is okay, but I'm just saying, you know, when you think about the biggest trends in theater, they come from New York, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of reading, but it's usually for work. It's people that are coming in to be interviewed. And so most of the interesting or best-selling books in a year takes me a couple of years to get up to.
Well, what was the best thing you saw at the Walton Arts Center this year?
I thoroughly enjoyed Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Theater Squared version of Reasons to Be Pretty.
Okay.
Which ended, you know, because their seasons straddle the calendar year.
Well, when you mention Billy Elliot, I mean, that says to me a lot about, you know, 3-4 years ago, we could have mentioned that as the best of theater of the year. And then because of that, it does eventually trickle down here. And we tend to get it at Walton Arts Center. As far as this year, it was a pretty good year. There wasn't something out there like a Rent or a Book of Mormon or a Producers that kind of everybody everywhere kind of heard about.
Right.
But it was still a good year. We had some new works. Clybourne Park ended up winning the Tony this year for Best Play, and that was a great play about regentrification, and it followed before and after of A Raisin in the Sun, which was an interesting premise, and what had happened in the house before A Raisin in the Sun and what had happened after. And One Man, Two Governors was a new play out of the UK with James Corden. And I'll tell you, whether it be TV, play, or film, I have never laughed that hard in my life. So this is something that if it travels around the country, that we definitely should try to get here in Northwest Arkansas, because it was just freakishly funny.
Both of those, the latter two you mentioned, I hope do come here as a traveling production in the next few years.
Yeah, that would be great. And then this year was the year of the revival. So we had a ton of revivals this year that came and did very well. Right now, two that are on Broadway that are just starting their theater run would be Annie and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
And Glengarry Glen Ross is being revived as well.
Glengarry Glen Ross and The Heiress,
right,
with Jessica Chastain. So those are doing really well. But, you know, earlier in the year, you had Porgy and Bess with Audra McDonald, and that's an amazing production, and, you know, gave her her fifth Tony. So hopefully that kind of thing will come in. And when we look forward to next year or perhaps the year after, the Shakespeare in the Park, Central Park entry this year was Into the Woods, and it got such good reviews that perhaps it will make a Broadway run soon. So those are the kind of things that we could look forward to maybe in the next couple of years trickling down to Tulsa or the Walton Arts Center or Little Rock, and things to go look forward to. Plus, of course, like those big musicals like Once and Newsies that came out this year. Those are almost sure shots to come because they're moneymakers.
You know, for a long time, the discussion, the public discussion, was the Spider-Man adaptation. 60 Minutes did a piece. The New Yorker devoted a tongue-in-cheek cover to it.
It seems like
everywhere.
All they were talking about this time last year, because yeah, people kept dying or getting injured.
And it did okay at the box office at first because of curiosity, but the reviews were middling at best.
I think that eventually it became, gosh, I wish that something would happen, because the show under it was just never took off. So that's one of those things that lessons will be learned looking back.
The most expensive production in history, at least as of now.
Beyond. I mean, the numbers are so high compared to anything else. So lots of mistakes, lots of litigation. So it's something to think about. And regarding books of the year, did you have a favorite despite having read all of them for the interviews?
It's just hard for me to remember. And sometimes the book I'm reading for an interview is not necessarily even from this year.
Or good.
Hopefully I've got a... I think it's a pretty good filter where I didn't read anything that wasn't good.
Okay.
There were things that were better than others. And it's mostly nonfiction that I read. I really enjoyed, and this wasn't even this year, Swamplandia, which HBO is going to turn into a series. I finally read that this year, but I was a year behind. I have a stack, because I'll go into a bookstore. I have a stack of things to read. And this is the next thing I want to read for pleasure, and hopefully it will happen between now and Christmas or New Year's, is the Mindy Kaling book.
Okay.
I really like her. And
yeah, that should be a smart, fun read.
Yeah.
My two favorites of the year, sort of my honorable mention, went to Grace Coddington, who is the creative director, editor at Vogue, and her story of being a model and then having a kind of terrible car accident and having to reevaluate, and how she, as the world's most famous photography editor or stager, puts together the photos that have really defined that magazine for years. And my favorite book of the year was Chris Ware's Building Stories. I don't know if you're familiar with this book. It's been on a lot of top 10 lists, but it's not a book per se, but you get a big box, and inside the box are about 14 or 15 different types of periodicals. There's a poster, there's a couple of small books, there's a graphic novel, and it kind of depicts the life inside of an apartment building. And so it's up to you to put all the pieces together to learn about the tenants of the building through all these different graphic mediums. And it's a story of loneliness and trying to find your place, but through all these different small works. And really the way you put them together can kind of redefine the way you tell the story.
Interesting.
So it's a great gift for the holidays. If anybody's looking for something that's kind of different and also, you know, is going to be bound to be well received. So those are my two favorites.
Now, you and I will not be together for the next couple of weeks.
I know it's going to be rough for you.
But hopefully when we see each other again, we will have had a chance to see some of these movies that we've been hearing about that haven't been released wide yet. And we can...
Well, for all of our friends who like to go to the movies on Christmas or over that weekend, Les Mis should be coming out. You could re-catch Lincoln or Argo. Silver Linings Playbook should finally trickle in here. Life of Pi. And then as we enter into the new year, we'll finally get like Zero Dark Thirty.
Right.
So there's plenty to catch up on.
Well, hopefully you and I will have seen many of those, and we can talk about that in a couple of weeks.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne.
Bye-bye.